Comptown Premium. There you go. I was going to make the noise, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm injured. I'm wounded.
Nick's playing hurt.
I got a...
Prolapsed asshole.
No, I'm not, this isn't sport. It's not a sports thing. This is war.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm wounded. I got the purple dick.
What shade is the dick, the tip of your dick?
Mine?
Some have...
Normal. How about that?
Deep
not purple.
Purple.
No, what the fuck
some
is wrong with you?
Some have a purple dick. I don't have a purple dick.
What?
I have no a deeper has, pink.
Yeah, Indian guys, maybe.
I have a deep pink. But
isn't
not
that,
like a hot pink. It looks like you might have a pink-ass dick, Adam.
Yeah, I got a pretty pink dick.
Well, you know who has
I have
the pinkest
a birth,
dicks?
Birthmark on my dick, too.
What? What
on the side?
What is it?
Just looks like an I on the
oh,
side
nice,
of my dick,
dude.
Yeah,
like the letter I or
an
no,
I.
Like a dot, like an I.
I have a mole. I think I have a mole or two.
That's
I definitely have some ball
up,
moles.
Dude.
What do you mean that's fucked up?
That it's fucked up. You got skin cancer on your dick. You
no,
got like
I've
dick
just had
melanoma.
Since I was a
wait,
baby.
Wait, if it's a birthmark, does that mean it went through your mom's pussy really tightly? So it's kind of like you fucked your mom.
What?
Yeah, you know? that's what
isn't
a
that
birthmark
what a birthmark is?
What? I mean, a birthmark happens when you go through your mom's pussy tightly, which is something I just learned 4.5 seconds ago.
Well,
but I'm gonna
that
repeat that.
Like you get
no,
a burn from your mom, like a skin burn from your mom's pussy.
No, well, remember, if you must know, there were complications.
I remember watching,
I was being born.
Yeah, those like
oh, were you cesarean?
Those
and
morning,
I was cesarean.
Those morning news programs where it's like you know. Today we found a retarded girl in Alabama. We went down there to film the retarded girl trying to make breakfast while sad music plays. You know, like one of those things, and you watch it, and you're like, oh, I feel bad for her. Also, thank God that's not me. Which is the only... I guess that's the emotion you're supposed to have when you watch those fucking things.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like the 700 Club. I can't remember. It was some
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Morning, daytime TV thing.
If it was a 700 Club, it would be something like God helped her.
Yeah, and it was
it.
A black girl with like sort of like nega Dalmatian vitiligo, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where she had these like white spots all over.
That's beautiful.
And
though.
she's like, my dad says this is where God touched me or whatever. And then immediately as I was a kid, I was like thinking, does she have them on her pussy? Are the spots on her pussy?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Because,
that's where her pussy's white as hell, dude.
You know, it's like that song, What If God Was One of Us?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Just touching girls on the pussy on the bus.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
What if God was one of us? Sticking his dick through the bottom of a popcorn bag. Trying to get his dick checked off.
Yo, salute to anyone who actually did that, by the way. Getting their buttery ass dick
yeah.
sucked. That shit is awesome, dude. I want to do that once in my
yeah,
life.
Yeah. Is that woman sucking that man's dick at Smurfs? Oh, no. She's just eating the popcorn directly out of
yeah,
the bag.
I know. That's the best part of that trick is that, like, no, that's not a natural thing in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
It'd be better if you had a straw attached to your dick, you know, and she sucked your dick indirectly through a straw.
Yeah.
Like a very long straw.
I didn't describe my injury for fans of the show. I was inserting a hole saw into the chuck of my drill, and it ran on my finger.
Ugh, it looks horrible.
I should probably go to the hospital.
You should have 100% gone to the hospital. When you showed it to me, I thought you sent it to the text thread, and I thought for sure it was like some shit you found off the internet to like gross us out.
Yeah.
And it was at your actual finger.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But, you know, I'm starting to think that stitches are a myth.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's something made up by the emergency room industry.
Well, it's for snitches.
Yeah.
Yes. It's
well,
big
I'm
sewing.
Snitching on stitches.
Yeah, you're,
oh,
snitching,
you're snitching
on stitches.
On
stitches.
Right now. So what?
Yeah.
Do you, so you don't.
So you get.
You'll
stitches.
Refuse
yeah,
to get
you
stitches.
You just use a shit ton of duct tape, which is what
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
That is ridiculous looking.
You yeah. do. Nick literally does have duct tape on his wound right now. God, I can't
yeah,
wait
you
to
just
that
duct tape that shit up. Neosporin, duct tape. Wait, fucking couple of days till the smell goes away.
Ugh. Oh, nice. I can't wait till they cut it off, dude. You're gonna just have fucking four fingers on that in your right hand.
Yeah, you're cool. Gonna look
like a
Jason
Simpsons
Pierre
character.
Paul.
Yeah. I'll finally be Homer Simpson.
You'll be Homer, dude.
Dude, I had a meeting with a VO agent on last
Friday
yeah. and
I had a meeting with a JO agent.
Shut up.
That was good, dude.
For jerking off on cam.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Nick, go ahead.
All right, it was pretty good.
It was good.
Shut up. No, you shut up.
I'm just, I gave him a compliment.
Yeah, but you're not
first.
Saying anything, so shut up.
What do you mean?
You're not doing a joke. You're just being nice. We don't have time for that.
Yeah. No time for fat on this show.
Yeah. We'll be nice at the 35-minute mark
mm-hmm.
when I decide to redress my wound.
Okay.
All right, well.
I would love to watch that.
I'll set a timer.
Do you still have your earring
in? The troops like myself.
Yes, I do.
The troops like myself get annoyed when you refer to a wound as an injury.
Oh, really?
You're not supposed to say you're injured. I learned that from, well, first my own experiences in the war.
Yeah, yeah.
But mm-hmm. also from Band of Brothers. Band of Brothers reminded me that that's something that I
right.
learned as in a first-hand account.
In mm-hmm. Desert Storm when you were 11.
Yeah.
When you fought in Desert Storm.
Yeah.
As the first child sniper.
I lied and said I had cancer to get into the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
And then I said,
oh,
I said I want to be Chris Kyle's mentor. And they're yeah. like, who's Chris Kyle? I'm like, he's some guy from Texas that's going to be almost as good of a sniper as I am currently. But I want to train him as an 11-year-old. And so they sent me to the desert,
mm-hmm.
the stormy desert. Everyone's heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yes.
Yeah, dude, I just fucking murked some Mujahs out there.
Oh, yeah, the Mujahideen.
Yeah. Watch out, Muj. What's the movie where he says that? The
guy, I don't know.
Is that fucking Zero Dark Thirty? The guy goes to
he
shoot
calls
a Muslim.
A Muj.
He goes to shoot the Muslim guy, and he goes, watch out, Muj. Blows his head off.
Mujahideen does sound cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Are they? Is it all the same thing? Is Mujahideen Al Qaeda? Is
Mujahideen were the resistance
fighters? You know what? How about this? How about this?
In Afghanistan?
Yes, they
okay.
are.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, before Adam, goes, oh, here's my chance to do my book report on the Wikipedia pages I read. So anyhow, I was putting a hole saw in my drill and it ran
God
on my
damn.
Finger.
I'm sorry, dude. Adam's earring looks so fucking stupid. When you
why?
Yeah, you look like
way?
A fucking imbecile. I like that. I bought a nice hat, which I can take off, by the way.
Yes.
I don't have a permanent hole in my mm-hmm. fucking head. Mm-hmm. And you were like, you look so stupid. And then yeah. you went to Claire's and got jewelry for your fucking dumb head.
I didn't
your
go
hat
to
is gay, though. To be fair.
That what? Is fucking awesome,
no,
dude.
It's fucking
your
gay,
hat
dude.
Sucks.
That's
it's
a great
the Island
hat.
Of Dr. Moreau ass hat, dude. You look like
a movie you haven't seen.
I've
and
seen
can't
it.
Explain the plot.
I've
of
seen it.
And don't even know what you're
it's
talking
some
about.
Some fat guy on an island.
You're thinking of Jurassic Park.
No.
Yes,
you
because
are.
Because it's
no,
a Jurassic
absolutely
Park.
Absolutely not, motherfucker.
You don't know what the fuck
he's
you're talking
I
about.
I guarantee you he's wearing a hat like that in the Island of Dr. Moreau.
He's
the
right.
One, the TV one with Brando. I don't know if there's another one.
The TV
it's
one
not
with
a TV
Brando.
One, it's a movie.
First of all, it's not a TV movie.
Yeah. It's a movie movie.
Well, I've seen it. I saw it on TV. How about that? When I was young.
That happens, dude. They show movies on TV. He's got you there.
Yeah, I got you motherfuckers
he's
there.
He's got you there. He's got
I was
you there.
On the debate team in middle school. I was on the fucking, what was it called? NAL, National Academic League.
Dude, I was in debate
Speaking
in
of
high
great
school.
Orators, Walt had a fucking Facebook status
oh,
the other
yes.
day that was, I guarantee you if I had a pussy, it would stink. The fucking bard of Dundalk.
Very nice, which 100% is a joke he stole. There's
oh, yeah,
no
yeah.
way.
If I had a pussy, I guarantee you it would stink.
I guarantee. Oh man,
not me.
I would not take care of that pussy.
I'd keep a tip top puss.
Can I do my Band of Brothers bit?
No.
Yeah.
No, I was gonna say something and I forgot what it was. So we're gonna sit here in silence.
But we're talking about your gay hat,
so
and Adam's earring.
Band of Brothers. What is that about? The movie about the Jackson 5.
Very nice.
Because they're. They're all brothers. And
uh-huh.
they're black.
Now we're getting somewhere.
So
now it's go that way, you know?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would say, if I was giving you a pointer, I would say, what's that, a band of five black guys?
A five black
what
guys.
What is this, about the Allman Brothers Band?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
But that's
they
much
had,
better.
That's so much
that's
better.
Already it says brothers in the name.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were
Jackson
black.
Is just five.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't black.
Yeah.
I the like
Almond
the multiple
brothers.
Meanings
hey, how about this?
Of the fact that
the
they're
Almond
black.
The Almond Brothers.
Mm-hmm. How about
oh,
the Jackson 5-year olds and it's all the children that he would rape. And they have their own band now. And their voices never change because they're locked into innocence through his semen.
Is it true that he was chemically
Don't make me
castrated?
Suck your dick.
Yeah, everything you've ever heard about Michael Jackson is true.
Yeah.
Wacko Jacko is
Wacko.
What I call him.
Yo, that shit where he dangled his baby over the balcony.
I love that shit. Yeah.
That was the coolest thing anyone's ever done.
Too, in that I also, yeah, completely insane, like a total villain. Also,
yeah,
his
scarf.
Children are all white. Like, that's yeah. the best part, man.
I follow these kids.
I wish he lived.
I follow
so
them on Instagram.
He could have played the Joker.
Oh,
he should have played the Joker.
Yes. He would have been a great Joker.
I just love, I just love having a laugh. I just want the whole world to laugh. I put gasoline in the town's water supply. Oopsie daisy.
He goes to Gotham's cancer pediatric cancer ward.
Yeah.
To find his henchmen.
Right. Yeah.
That was the worst part of. That's the worst theory of the like Michael Jackson shit. Like that he fucked the cancer kids that he like showed around Neverland.
Yeah, yeah.
That is.
I don't think he
stuff.
Fucked them, but I think he snuggled.
He would come into their IV ports.
I don't think that he could come.
Which is legal. It's actually technically legal.
It's medicine.
To do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I found that out.
I think he would just give them wine and
we're
snuggle.
Going through legal books. I go down to the law library every Saturday and I read through cases.
Yeah, you're trying to be a barrister, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want that wig to go with my hat.
You look like the Quaker Oats,
yeah, right?
Man.
Yeah. Y'all fuck with oatmeal? No one ever hears that guy's voice, but he's from like rural PA, so you know that's what he sounds like.
The Quaker Oats guy?
Yeah. Y'all like fucking oatmeal? Yeah. I got my fucking lift kit on my buggy.
Yeah, Ben.
I got a fucking lift kit on my buggy, and we're going to go out into the fucking woods, and we're going to make oatmeal, and then we're going to fuck Adam's mom.
Yeah,
nice.
Dude.
He fucks Adam's mom.
Benjamin Franklin used to be like, yo, I'm going to France to fuck some whores.
Oh, yeah, dude. I wrote
Hell
a sketch
yeah,
about
bro.
Benjamin Franklin fucking. We should film it.
You should have made him have a Philly accent.
Maybe we will, guys. That'll be a sketch. It'll be a product. Come Town Studios
production.
Yeah,
I'm inventing lightning.
Dude, I was flying a kite out in the.
Why don't
fucking
you come over to my house? I got lightning that I'm inventing.
Oh man, I love
I put
him.
A fucking key on a kite. Yeah, you got to see this shit. With the key on a kite, the lightning comes down. I invented fucking light bulbs, all that shit.
He was the original Viva La
Yo,
Bam,
check
dude.
This out. I made a fucking piano out of wine glasses. You ever see that shit?
Oh, the theremin.
Everyone's saying I'm an alcoholic. I just found a way to fucking drink my goddamn piano.
My man fuck, dude. Yeah. Salute to Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, dude.
You know, he would do the popcorn trick if they had popcorn in his day. He just went to France, ran through the squad, the
yeah,
B
yeah.
squad
the
of the
trick.
Aristocracy.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
We were just talking about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Putting your dick in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, found his way to get your dick socked at the Nickelodeon.
man. And he fucked. You think they pulled his hair? Like
yeah, Phil, the soda fan.
He was a bald, long hair guy. That's
I'm
a cool
go,
look.
One day,
bald pony.
When I go further bald, and I got the horseshoe, I'm gonna go bald ponytail.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
look
mark my
good,
words,
dude.
It's gonna be great when you don't live that long. when your shitty scalp out,
dude. That'll be on my deathbed. My wish to get a weave. To get a weave to have a ponytail.
When you have black girl magic.
When I have black girl magic, dude. People are mad when I shine.
But how about Harry Potter, but it's about a little English boy that finds out he has black girl magic. So he goes to black girl magic Hogwarts.
Yeah, they find it out when his line of of a nude colored underwear.
Everyone, you are not to be more than 10 minutes late to class on the dot. I expect you here 10 minutes late sharp to class here at Black Girl Magic Hogwarts. Man, I wish I knew more about that movie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I didn't read or see any of the Harry Potter.
Oh, I did both.
Yeah, I was.
You
I
know
was
your
into
boy
it.
Did both.
Did I ever tell you guys how Eldest got like so? Harry Potter was like released as like some English book that no one gave a fuck about at first. And in third grade, Eldest was on it early.
Yeah,
and
my cousin was like that. She was reading them.
Yeah, and he tried to get us all. He was like, "Guys, this book," and we were like, "You fucking bitch! This gay shit about wizards. Ah, fuck you." And then a year later, everyone was like, "Dude, Harry Potter's cool." And Eldest has never gone back. We bullied him out of reading the rest of them, and he still hasn't read them.
He only read Sorcerer's Stone.
He only read Sorcerer's Stone.
Damn.
I read Ender's Game in third grade, and I fucking loved that book. That was like my favorite book. Yeah, so like recommend that to people. And then I found out as an adult it's homophobic. So it's fun when you like go back and look at like children's stuff and realize there's stuff for adults in there. You know, like jokes adults can get.
Yeah.
Like rampant homophobia. And,
is it homophobic?
Yeah, well, the aliens are called buggers, which is like British
butt
for
sex.
Yeah, for like fucking people in the ass.
Oh, so maybe it should be called rear-enders.
The bullies are calling each other faggot and stuff like throughout the book. Or,
they are?
Yeah, I think I remember that. They're making fun of one kid for having like a big ass.
A big asshole?
Yeah, a big wide ass. A big sexy ass.
Is the hole wide from getting fucked or is it nice and big?
What do you mean?
Are they making fun of him for getting his hole stretched?
I think just having a big,
big
butt.
Waddly ass.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with a nice fat ass, boys.
Yeah,
I'm
those
on
are
record.
Really in vogue these
How
days.
How about Orson Scott Tard? And it's a writer with Down syndrome that writes Ender's Game.
Oh, what's
a sketch?
What's the guy's name who wrote
Orson
Ender's
Scott
Game?
Card?
And yes.
Orson Scott Race Card.
Now we're talking.
And he plays it. He plays it like the Ace of Spades, like the Joker.
The Ace of Spades? Motorhead.
The Two of Clubs. Yeah, I've never seen cards, and I don't know which one's cool. So I'm picking one. How about the Two of Clubs? The Two of Clubs. My favorite line in that song, and I know I mentioned it on the show before, is... when he just goes, and don't forget the Joker.
Yeah.
You don't need another card. What do you mean, don't forget the Joker?
The Joker is cool.
What
Remember
about
when
it,
when you were a little kid, you'd always want the Joker, and then
it's
like, no, that ain't a
card,
you dumb asshole. You think, how many pussies?
I realized yesterday that my favorite sexual position is while wearing Joker makeup. I want to see if
Do
I can
you
want to
know how I got this hard.
Wearing Joker makeup to the gym until they ban it. That's how you know you're swole. It's when your gym has to make a policy against people wearing Joker makeup to the gym.
They just announced a Harley Quinn Joker spinoff movie with Jared Leto. Yeah,
I found a trans cam girl wearing Joker makeup, and we were laughing about you in the Harley Quinn outfit sucking it off.
Yeah, we were making fun of you.
You know, skin tight Harley Quinn outfit with the little ear things going back and forth.
The fucking pigtails twirling.
Yeah, well, just shaking back and forth.
She's just holding your pigtails as you blow her.
Dude, honestly, if that's out to suck my first dick, why not, dude? Go all out, dude. Put on a little outfit. get Bane to fuck me in the ass while I do it. One day, boys.
That's what you were thinking.
So it was a tough week. Chester Bennington died.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Crawling in my skin.
Dude,
these wounds, they will not heal.
I was legit
unless
sad.
Unless you cover them in Neosporin and duct tape. Maybe you should have thought of that, Chester.
Did he kill himself?
Having health
he
insurance,
hung
bitch.
Himself.
Oh, Jesus.
He hanged himself. You fucking idiot. Learn how to speak properly.
It's hanged.
Guy.
It is
moron.
Hanged.
Moron.
Yeah.
I hung myself. I got penis enlargement surgery.
Yeah, cool.
You could get penis enlargement.
I did actually revisit my favorite Jay-Z album.
I don't think it exists.
It doesn't really exist.
Yeah. No, they do.
No, there's no such thing as real penis enlargement.
Yeah, they'll do a thing where they pump saline into your dick. Which I think you can just do at home.
I've seen those weird fucked up dicks on porno.
There was a porn video I was watching one time. It was some weird German guy who was like living in Southeast Asia, and he had some like Southeast Asian wife with these enormous fake tits which I think they might have been like prosthetic. I don't even think they were. Mm-hmm. And then he had this like deformed football dick that I guess he had put in like some kind of enormous suction device, but it's like useless. He's got this edema hanging off his crotch,
so he couldn't
it's
even
completely
fuck.
It doesn't even get hard. Yeah, I've seen those weird. I saw one of those dicks that was like just it was like hanging so long and low, and it's like they literally tape like put gauze around it, like to like I don't know why to get it. You could you could play croquet with that dick, dude. It was wild.
I think once they come up with the penis enlargement surgery, it'll happen in our lifetimes.
You think so?
No. Here's the thing. We'll
finally
do.
Get single payer health care.
Huh?
I think everyone will want national health care.
Yes.
Nah. They can't do that. They can't cure balding. There's certain things that you just can't.
Some people not in this room are bald and would really like it if they could cure it.
No, because
you. Some guys I know.
You would destroy all commerce if you had a way to, like, relieve the most basis anxieties that people have. Because that's the only reason anybody buys shit.
Or goes to work.
Yeah.
Nah, they would buy other shit.
Nah, dude.
I would buy shit even with a full head of beautiful hair, which I do have when I grow it out. But let's say, hypothetically, I were bald, I would still purchase things.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Yeah, huh?
Look, I have a full head. I have the best hair on the show.
That's not true at all.
It's absolutely
I'm
true.
I'm constantly complimented on how nice my hair is.
It's because you get haircuts all the time, but I have a much better head of hair than you.
I don't get haircuts all the time.
You constantly go
I haven't had a haircut in 2 months.
Hipster haircuts.
You had
no,
a dumbass
you get
haircut.
Hipster haircuts.
I don't.
You legitimately
all.
Get Macklemore's.
You did get one like $90 one like
You got a $90 Macklemore.
I never got a $90 haircut.
Yes, you did get one expensive one.
No, I got
He's gotten multiple expensive haircuts.
A $25 haircut that I went into and I said, whatever you do, don't give me the Macklemore haircut. And then that gay Chinese guy was like, I'm gonna make you look so good. And then he fucking gave me a Macklemore haircut.
Yeah.
And then I shaved my own head after that 2 days later. So that's the story that happened. I got a fucking $45 haircut.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
It was more than that.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
you're
it was.
Lying. It yes, was a it was. $45 haircut. You can go look at the website. It's Men's Best Haircut in Bed-Stuy, which is where I go to get my haircut. It's a $45 mm-hmm. haircut, mm-hmm. and I got it because I had to go on television. You fucking bitch.
Oh, you did?
Oh, was that for Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice, dude.
When you met Jane, what
so
was
you made
guy's
negative $45 that night.
I pay your bills, motherfucker.
Technically, the fans do.
No, technically I do because it goes through my business.
I pay,
what do you mean
I
you're supposed
your
to make
bills.
A profit on haircuts?
Yes.
Well, you what profit have you ever made on a haircut?
I turn my ass out every time I get a haircut.
He puts that boy pussy on the stroll.
I put my boy pussy on the streets. I get a nice $75 haircut, and then
you make it back with one fraught sesh.
And then I let an old German man take me
no,
to
you
his
get, like, you get
apartment
hipster
in Tribeca.
Haircuts all the time.
They're
I'm
not
the best,
hipster haircuts.
I have the best haircut on the show.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you do. You go get like a 30s guy haircut, and then you complain
you
about
get a gay
it
haircut
while
recently.
Showing it off and looking at yourself in the
yeah.
mirror.
Oh, actually, that's you know true. What? I kind of thought. You had the better hair, but Nick has him. He just took his hat off and let it wave in the wind. It was good, dude.
Have, you know, what do you know about hair?
It's thick.
I have like thick, luscious hair.
That's what yeah. I have too.
No, I have a no, great head of hair. You don't have fucking
your hair,
hair
looks like shit right now.
No, my hair looks,
it does, but that's
it's just because I haven't gotten cut in a month and a half, and that's why it looks like this.
I haven't gotten it cut in 2 months.
And look how much fucking longer my hair is.
What does that mean?
It grows
Nick
faster. I got more hair than you do. You fucking retard.
What do you mean more hair?
He's got
literally more
hair.
It's a
no,
fucking
it
quantity.
No,
you can
it
measure it.
No, yes. It doesn't.
What do you
yes,
mean?
Bitch.
You say, look, so you're saying, if you said, I have more hair than Stav, and Stav went, what do you mean more hair? You wouldn't react this way.
Length does not mean more hair.
I have more hair follicles.
The velocity of your hair.
I have
hair
more velocity, you stupid
hair.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The speed at which your hair is traveling.
Yeah, the speed of your hair growth
speed
has nothing to do with the amount
and direction,
of actual
which is
hair
what velocity
follicles.
Is.
Yes, it does, bitch. Also, hair
no,
can
doesn't.
Be thicker. Hair can be more fucking luscious.
Right.
You know, he's got better hair
and
than
I have curly.
Look, stop.
I have curlier hair. I have natural waves in my
no,
hair.
I have natural waves too.
No, that's not true.
No,
your
you
hair
have
is
shitty
flat right now.
Desert fucking shithead.
What do you mean,
hair?
Nick?
Desert shithead.
Has better hair.
Thank
bitch.
You. God
relax.
Damn it, dude.
Oh, you're such a fucking suck up, stop. No.
I suck up to
dude,
who, Nick?
You're sucking up to Nick. Yes.
He's not sucking up to me.
You're
first of all, stop has more authority on this because he's the only one that can appreciate hair because he doesn't fucking have it.
Absolutely. Well, I have.
I appreciate
it. This is like for Stav to see us without hats is like him to go to the Louvre. And look upon the most beautiful paintings in the world.
It's true.
Right, and his hands
what?
Have been removed.
I have the best fucking hair.
We both do look. We both have nice hair.
You don't have
okay?
bad hair, but Nick has better hair.
What do you mean he has that?
It's adjourned,
hair.
Motherfucker.
What is sojourned?
Adjourned. Adjourned.
It's sojourned.
It's court sojourned. Is sojourned or truth.
It's sojourned. Yeah.
Stop's been, adjourned. Stop's been learning words by watching the plaintiffs on People's Court. At which time I ascertained that it was sojourned that she did not return the big screen TV to Best Buy, but kept the money.
Oh, fuck. Well...
Well, now that we've had that argument, I think we
which was
just
resolved.
Agree.
Thank you,
no,
Stav.
It was never
no problem.
Resolved.
It was
agreed
adjourned.
To disagree.
Court is adjourned. Hair court is adjourned. Okay.
The big dick judge Halkis is presiding.
We can leave it up to the people.
Little dick plaintiff.
Also, your
Adam.
Hair, you got your hair cut longer than
Man,
mine. I got a shorter haircut
about
than you.
This shit.
Your hair is longer now because you got a longer haircut than I did.
No, shut up.
I got a shorter summer
shut
cut.
Shut up, Adam.
It's not true. Yeah, whatever. This is boring anyways.
Yeah, fuck you.
It's not boring.
It's fucking
this
absolutely boring.
This is important. And this has been under the surface of Cumtown
yeah, it's
for
been
months.
Bubbling over. It's been threatening
and
to
now
ruin
it's
the show.
Out. Now it's out and now we can finally, now we can move on.
Yeah, who's got the hairiest butt cheeks?
I got, oh, me for
not
sure.
Not me.
I'm yeah, fucking, I'm hairy as shit, dude.
It's Nick, yeah.
I'm like an, and I get hairier too as I get older.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm turning into like a beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who's got the hairiest legs?
I don't know.
It's probably Nick.
It's probably the same.
Yeah, Nick wins same. Her suitedness. Who's the smoothest boy?
You. You.
Although stop. I have no, did I you have put no your body in the Shino Bolo? No.
No.
Oh, yeah. So I had this meeting with that voice.
Yeah.
Voice
oh, yeah.
Over.
V-O-J-O. Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I've never done any voiceover stuff at all, but I sit down in the room and there's like three agents there and they were like, so tell us about yourself. And I'm like, well, I've been a comedian a while. I can do a couple of voices. And then one of the agents says to the other, didn't you just say you were looking for someone who can do Homer Simpson?
Hilarious.
And I was like, I can do a pretty good Homer. And they're like, oh, perfect. And that was that.
And you so, got the job?
Nah, I got to get. Well, it's not a job. It's representation.
They just sign you?
They technically already represent me because I have. It's the same agency as my on-camera agent, but I just they just don't send me out for shit, so I got to go back and do some like copy reads. But man, I fucking want that VO work.
Oh yeah,
that's good great. Work
because you can get fat as shit. You know, it's yeah. like that's much. It's I could act easier with just my voice and having to worry about
and,
what I'm doing with my stupid face.
And mm-hmm. how about this? You could be the voice of gamers of like in video games, dude. Like it's a nice battlefield.
My
you
friend,
be, you could yeah. be a soldier, dude. You
my
be a
friend from high school is Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, the main nice. Thing you get anime dubs,
oh,
and then you get a bunch
nice.
Of weird anime fans. So it should be hilarious for like, you know, anime Marxists on Tumblr to become fans of mine.
Oh,
and then they look into it and they realize that they're supporting. The
crypto Nazi.
What I like to refer to myself now as the clown prince of the alt-right.
That's what you will be self-identifying
that's
as
my,
from now on.
My new title.
Well, you know what? I respect your identity.
Thank you.
I respect
the clown
that's,
prince of
wait,
the alt-right, leveraging
say,
black girl magic.
Dark magic. wait, you said... did you say anime Marxists?
Yeah, anime Marxists.
Is that a type of person?
Yeah, that's what Tumblr was like anime Marxists.
No, it was like, also like...
That was the joke. That was the joke 3 years ago is that Tumblr was filled with anime Marxists before when wokeness kind of belonged to the anime Marxists on Tumblr. And then it made its way over to Twitter where it became more of a lib thing.
Huh.
And now it's sort of like a
anime's all-
nebulous...
But now I feel like anime is now all alt-right shit.
So, well, they all come from 4chan.
Right.
And, like, either you were, like, you know, it was people that started off on B and then either went to Pole or whatever the anime
board
was. Or, you know, whatever. Or whichever one you go to be a fucking woke person or whatever. But, yeah.
There was a woke version of, or woke part of...
I don't think there was a woke part of 4chan.
4chan?
I never spent any time on
nice.
4chan.
Me too.
Really. I was just aware of what it was.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I mean, people to the far right on social media, at least, and the far left, like it's just sort of antisocial behavior. It's people
true.
That are like kind of nerds.
And that's where
you
the
know,
anime comes in.
Which I could totally have turned into had I not become like a fucking comedian. I guess, you know, I don't know. You do that thing in your head where you see some guy that's like a fucking loser and you're like, that would have been me.
Right.
If just one thing was different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you also
if I had
do the
a completely
opposite.
Different personality and was, you know, a different guy. What I'm saying is I'm sort of on the spectrum and
yeah.
I'm the clown prince of the old
yeah, no argument there
yeah.
in either of those.
I appreciate it.
I also
listen.
Did jerk off for a while on Tumblr. There was a hot second in college. Remember all those fuckyeahblankgirls.tumblr.com.
Tumblr's great for
Brazilian girls.
I love them.
Well, what you do is
Tumblr
you,
was, yeah, it just became a porn site.
You search Tumblr for like hashtag me or like hashtag self and then like pussy or something or whatever. And then you get people that just have their own like nude Tumblrs.
Yeah. I knew a girl in college that I found her nude Tumblr.
Oh, yeah?
I think it was like...
That's why camming's the future, dude. Porn's gonna fucking die to camming because like that's... As soon as they find a way to, like, it's just mostly people that want to fuck on there rather than it just being people masturbating, there's no reason for professionally produced pornography anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just get two people to fuck on a camera. Money goes directly to them. There's a personable element to it.
Right.
Yeah. I saw some Brazzers video the other day that was, like, Angela White and... Some other bitch, and they're in an office. Angela White plays the boss, and then in the office,
there's
a man and another woman, and they're fucking, and they're her subordinates. And she comes in, and she's like, "Are you having sex in the office? Like, I can't believe this, you know?" And she's like, "I got my eyes on you," and there's like this comedic element. And then they're like, "Should we leave or should we continue fucking, knowing that she's going to come back and catch us?" And the guy's like, "I think we should disobey her orders and continue fucking here anyways." And like, it's like sort of this reflexive, almost like postmodern pornography, which is just like, I guess it was supposed to be funny or something, but like, there's just no reason for this anymore.
Right. When I've got my dick in my hand, I'm not thinking about subtlety.
Right, exactly. You're acknowledging that all of this pretense is completely fucking unnecessary. And when in like the 70s, when it started, there was like sort of
a
self-referential like wink. There was a campiness value to it.
Right.
And now there's like no point to them acknowledging that the story doesn't need to be there, you know? It should either go back to what it was in the 90s or the noughts, where it was like, you know, a dumbass Guido that's like, "Yeah, your husband's not here, so you know, I'm gonna fuck your pussy," you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, or like, just no story at all.
Well, I like,
I just skip over the fucked story.
I like the idea. Will you skip over the story? I like a little plot.
I can't.
But I also like, I'll like fucking a nice interview beforehand.
I don't mind the interview.
I don't mind
the interview.
I like a casting every once in a while.
But if the guy is too disgusting that's doing the interview, it always pisses me off.
I prefer when it's a woman doing the interview.
Yeah, yeah. I like when they get a woman casting to do it. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
I dig it.
You know?
I dig it. Ugh. What's going on in the Czech Republic?
It's become, I don't like, know. Does everyone just fuck?
It's
does every hot woman have to do porn in Czechoslovakia? Like, they've done like 4,000.
No, I think like Prague has become like the San Fernando Valley of
Europe.
It's
very progressive.
Yeah, yeah.
No, should we go to Prague and try and fuck them?
They get like Russians and they get people from all over Europe.
You want to know how autistic I am?
Nice.
The only thing I know about Prague is that it's like the only city that still has like a functioning vacuum tube postage system.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, that's
cool.
They
have like vacuum tubes to deliver, you know, telegrams.
Do you think those would suck your dick if you put your dick in it?
Elon Musk is making one of those vacuum tube things.
That was like one of my, when I first got on Twitter, I think I had like, I tried many tweets about like sticking your dick in there. And then on the other end is some like British woman like, "Richard, we have post." And then like putting her face in the hole. This splat right on her face. Good heavens. And that's why they had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Or being like the first guy to fart in there, and that's why they had to get rid of him.
A fart's good.
You have diarrhea in the tube.
Ooh, so many good fluids in that tube.
And then having to like call up the service company on the, you know, I had diarrhea in my tube.
I forgot. I thought it was my toilet again.
Yeah, you all got too many tubes. I don't know why Ben Franklin keeps inventing this shit.
No,
Philly used to be better.
Yeah, toilet. There's a toilet. Yeah, it's an alternate universe where everything is tubes. There's a shitting tube, a coming tube, and a male tube.
Yeah. I'm gonna march right down to Ben Franklin's fucking dumb house next to the post office, and I'm gonna tell him to his face, "We don't need any more tubes."
The Postmaster General, the first Postmaster General.
That's a cool way to become a general.
Yeah.
The mailman general.
You know what pisses me off? Where it's not attorney generals, it's attorneys general.
Yeah.
They also say courts martial.
Oh, attorneys general makes sense because that means they're a general attorney, not an attorney.
Yeah, they're not a general.
An attorney.
They're attorneys, but in the general. You know, just like a general practitioner.
Interesting.
Wow.
There we go.
They do any kind of attorneying.
Yes, for whatever the president needs. Yo, how about that guy they hired?
Scaramucci.
Yeah. That fucking rocks, dude. Oh, he's just like
a fucking Italian.
He really feels like a shitty Sopranos character.
No, he looks like that guy. Remember Matthew Bevilacqua and the other guy? Someone made this joke on Twitter already.
Did somebody make the joke that he's the guy from the Queen song?
I'm sure. Definitely. Yeah, yeah.
No,
someone's definitely made that joke.
No, nobody has.
I'm sure someone's made. Scaramouche, can you do the Fandango?
Can you lie about Covfefe?
Scaramouche.
Hell yeah, dude.
Can you lie about Covfefe?
Dude, we should rebrand as like Capital Steps.
Yeah, we should have Media Twitter.
Yeah.
Media Twitter success kit. God-awful fucking pun that's barely ironic.
Yes.
Yeah. Number two, scolding people but backing away from it immediately to pretend like you're not a scold.
What, tweeting and saying this?
Yeah. Number three, once you're done with your bullshit hysterics, you retweet drill every couple of days to let everyone know that you're fucking cool. Hip.
Right.
And there you go. Then you become the darling of, you know, being a cool media
Let's
person.
Let's do it. Who are you talking
He's
about?
He's not all of them. Literally fucking
Adam.
All of them.
You.
I'm media Twitter. Yeah.
You are media Twitter.
I've been.
I know that's
top
what
of.
You aspire to be.
No way.
The days when comedians just wanted to be like in metal bands.
Hey, yeah.
that was the comedy universe I could exist in when we all thought we were fucking. You know, we were Metallica in our
well,
heads.
Well, that's why. That's why you got to do the goddamn comedy. Gym,
I just want to find a girlfriend. That's
yeah.
That's
I'm still out here tweeting about. Looking at titties, I stay me. I'm not trying to get
you.
In. I'm not trying to get
you,
into
girlfriend.
The media zone. You
yeah,
know?
Fuck the media.
I'm trying to look at titties
Adam,
online.
Adam desperately wants to be
MSM, dude. Mainstream media, fake news.
Nah, the cool. He wants to be the dirtbag left cum boy.
Shut the fuck up.
That's his dream, dude.
That's not true.
People be like, you know, Adam. They make fun of him, but. He's actually, he's the best at the news.
Yeah, he's actually the best one.
He's the best one at the news and saying woke things.
Well, that's true. I mean, like, you can't really argue with that.
You're the favorite cumboy of Trump repliers, dude.
Yeah. That's exactly what he is.
Shut up, guys.
Beach ass. Beach ass motherfucker.
You are a bitch. You are the albino of the show. We are going to cut off your arms and put them in soup.
We are going to have sex with your knees.
We are going to cut off your head and fuck your blind eye holes. You albino bitch. Dude, I want to watch Last King of Scotland. What a great movie. I
haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
We
it's not about
after.
Scotland. Do you know that?
Wow.
It's
Did you
about
bring your
Africa.
Laptop?
No.
You got writing to do for that. Estava is now a TV writer, guys.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
That now that's two cumboys that are professional TV writers.
Yep, pretty
One
cool.
of them that doesn't really have any success other than being friends with Will Menaker. And two of them that are successful.
Two with good comedy careers.
Real comedians.
Yep. I'm really happy for all of the success that we've experienced.
Well, it's not really we.
It's kind of me and Nick.
Well, I'm really excited.
You have more Twitter followers.
Then who?
You know what's funny is like Chapo's getting heat right now. What if they just start going after only Adam because he's the only one that pretends to be?
That would be so
aware.
Fucking funny.
Talk to the Guardian writing like we need to have a serious discussion about Adam from Cumtown in parentheses, not the other two. The other two, wait a minute. I don't even bother criticizing.
In fact, we won't even listen to the things they say.
Yeah, Jeet hears tweet storm about Adam.
Who is that guy?
Who the fuck is that Jeet?
He's a fat Indian guy,
he's,
right?
He's
so funny looking.
He's the Nidoran to Roxanne Gay's Nidorina. He's the male Pokemon version of whatever
Holy
hideous
shit.
Obese
I
creature
got
Roxanne Gay is.
What is that? A
Nidorino. I forgot about Nidorino, dude. That's like a little fat mouse, right? Isn't it?
He's like Snorlax.
Yeah, they're little dinosaurs, but one's male and one's female. Those are the only gendered Pokemon as far as
I'm
I know.
I'm about to look up Nidorino.
Yeah.
No, they have. There's more that have.
No,
genders.
I was saying I want to watch Roxanne Gay and Jeet here fuck while David Attenborough narrates it.
You could just take the. I'm sure they have. Like a nature documentary about hippos fucking. You could just take that and dub it over. You know.
Yeah, and then Jim Carrey comes out of one of their asses.
Yes. Yes, my bitch. End. Oh yeah. I remember Nidorino.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. No, I feel like there's a fat
That's
mouse
the best part
Pokemon.
About being on this show.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like, they criticize our friends, you know, for being too mean or whatever.
Yeah.
We can just be like, yeah, well, you're fat.
You're fat Pokemon. You fat Pokemon, bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not going to critique your opinion.
No, I don't know what the fuck
you
believe.
Yeah, you're fucking ugly.
And being I'm much stupider than you.
Well, this guy's actually pretty problematic. Yeah, built a career off being such.
I was just doing it for the LOLs.
Yeah, man. That's true, dude. I actually don't have any hard feelings toward any of those guys. You know, I mean, criticize me all you want, dude, but you go after my
friends.
You
go after my boys.
You go after my fucking friends.
You go after
Y
Dick Willie.
You go after my brothers.
Fat Cox Felix, dude. No thanks, man.
I love those guys. The ones like, you can do anything you want. Stab me, burn me, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
but if you mess with my friends, I'm going to do nothing, probably.
And you know all that is like them desperately wanting those friends to be like, I care about you also. It's like, those friends would be like, fuck this guy. That guy is always the lamest motherfucker. That guy's Adam in every group, you know?
Adam wouldn't stand up for his friend.
That's true.
That's absolutely patently false.
They're as gay as
you
Adam.
You wouldn't stand up for your friends, stand up for you. I have stood up for you on multiple occasions in very public.
There is a lot of standing up for you that happens when being friends with you.
That's true, but I don't need
you. You wouldn't stand up for me.
I have numerous times.
Yeah, he would.
The amount of DMs I get where people fucking... seriously fucking hate you, and I have to clarify that it's a joke.
Yeah, well, thank you for clarifying.
And what he means by it's a joke is your whole fucking life, bitch. Joke.
Nice.
I did a boast rattle.
What?
Oh, by the way, also shout out to I was at the Kennedy Center and the Good Comedy Theater. Those motherfuckers rule, dude, in Philadelphia. We should do shows there.
Okay.
They were awesome, dude.
Great.
Shouts out to them. Philly rocks. Shouts out to the Cumboys that came to see me and Brandon. I did a boast rattle at the Kennedy Center. Kyle Ayers put it on, and it's just competitive complimenting each other.
Oh, it's like the opposite of a roast battle?
And, you know, it made me feel
nice.
That's
a creative idea. What did they say? What were some nice things that people said about you?
You know, just that I was a nice boy.
That's really creative and good.
I had a lot of nice consonants in my name.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But it was just fun.
That's all you got? Really?
I had a couple other good... It made me feel good.
Yeah, it's a shame that doesn't seem like fun at all for the audience.
Yeah.
Well, of course it makes. I mean, people were there and they were laughing, and it didn't make any sense to me because it's like these are just people we know each other,
sucking each other's
dicks.
We're
also making fun of roasting in a certain way.
Yeah,
but it's like,
I get that.
So inside that it's like, does it even really come across?
Well, a lot of the time when you go to roast battles, I don't get why an audience would think
that's
some
true.
Of those jokes are funny.
Well, it's just because
they're like inside jokes.
That's why the best is to roast a fat or gay or some obvious other shit.
That's easy. Because
then it's just like, this guy's gay. Which is funny.
Yeah.
A good roast joke is funny. But anyway. So, that's all. That's how was your boys' weekend?
It was good.
You went to the beach, Adam?
Yeah, I went to the beach. Yeah. I went to Coney Island yesterday.
Nick, you're not going to beaches? What's going on, man?
No, I just have like shit to do.
I watched
We should go this week.
Fast and the Furious 8 with Nick.
Oh yeah, we had movie night.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
It wasn't just me and Adam hanging out.
It was just the two of us basically.
Who else was there?
Although we were watching fucking Ronnie Dunn music videos till like 3 o'clock
you
in
left,
the morning.
After you left the other night, we hung out till like 3 a.m. watching country music videos.
Hell dude.
Yeah, Ronnie Dunn interviews and music videos. He's got to be the most insane person in country.
I don't know who he is.
Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah,
sure.
Brooks and Dunn is they're the best.
Ronnie Dunn is the singer.
Well, they both sing.
What's their biggest
Brooks
hit?
Brooks is like guitar and Ronnie's like singing.
Yeah. Ronnie like writes, I think he writes all the songs.
What's their biggest hit?
They have
Life
like
is a Highway.
What's that politics one? What's the political one?
You mean there's one
what
called
is it?
There's one called God Must Be Busy.
Oh yo, can we just play that right now on the show?
I don't know if it'll pick up on the speakers, but the lyrics are like you know, she's at home, she can't get a job because she lost it.
to some foreign land and foreign hands. God must be busy. Yeah.
And then it's like the Crips and the Bloods are at it again. Yeah.
You're ruining the best part.
The Crips and the Bloods.
After the job, losing job to foreign hands song.
So that's literally a lyric. That's not you.
That's trade protectionism.
And there's something. There's protectionism. There's stuff about not being able to afford health insurance.
Yeah.
And then there's like, traffic's backed up. There's a sign on the side of the road says there's an Amber Alert, and it's like Amber Alerts don't cause traffic. Right. So I don't know. You're like saying the traffic's made worse by seeing that there's an Amber Alert. But then he goes into the deep. We all know what a fucking Amber Alert is. Yeah. And they're like, last seen in a white van crossing state lines. So he's assuming that they're saying there's a child being raped in the back of a van. And then there's a line, they say she's 4 years old.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Because Ronnie Dunn's insane.
It's so politically confused, man. Oh man. You don't know what his perspective is.
And the Crips and Bloods are still at it.
Well, traffic's bad because of Black Lives Matter protesters. I'm sure
Ronnie Dunn doesn't even know what Black Lives Matter is.
Is there some shit against Arabs in that song?
No, he's like, there's still fighting in the Middle East.
Oh, there's fighting in the Middle East.
Because he is like vaguely outlaw country, I guess. He's got to be somewhat anti-war, but like one of those, like, don't support the war, support the troops guys.
Yes, sure.
I would imagine.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we watched a bunch of interviews with him, and you can't even make out a complete sentence.
Yeah, it's none of it. He's fucking all over the place. Yeah,
it was a, like, outlaw country.
Yeah, they would be like, the question would be like, you know,
what,
like,
is country music?
What is country music? And he's like, you know, of all the places we live, New Mexico, Arizona, Arkansas, is, you know, Texas was the one, you know, that always felt like, you know, home, but me and my grandma, and, you know, because, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, you go, okay, well, maybe this is a little more sort of a, you know, San Antonio vibe, but, you know, down, you never know. It's like, what the fuck?
He's like,
what the fuck are you
talking? It is the ramblings of a man underneath a bridge. Like,
you think he's,
if he didn't have a a silky voice of gold.
Yeah,
he couldn't strum that guitar. He would be a vagrant on a fucking cargo
train. Do you think
he
does drugs?
Probably.
Yeah.
He's a musician.
Another good one is
Montgomery Gentry. Who we didn't really get into, but I like Montgomery Gentry.
No, we watched some of theirs. Yeah, they're like,
yeah, Montgomery Gentry is.
They don't wear cowboy hats. Right. Oh. They wear like truckers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Montgomery Gentry kind of looks like. Remember when Rob Mayer was fat?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, he's like a fat Rob Mayer with like a goatee. He dresses like Larry the Cable Guy.
Like kinda. Flannel shirts with cutoff.
Yeah. And then the song is like about how like the neighbors in his subdivision can't handle the fact that he like smokes cigarettes or whatever whatever type of bullshit rebel style you're clinging to is a multi-million
dollar. Yeah, that he like rides four wheelers. Yeah.
Oh,
and some
God.
Fucking they cuck can't lib.
He's like, yeah, the song was like literally, it's like sort of about gentrification, and it's like, well, you can get the hell out because I was here first, you know. But then it's like, those homes were built in 1995.
Yeah, you're living in a McMansion.
And this is my neighborhood first, and I don't care what you damn think. You can't think what you want, but don't think that about me. And if you think that about me, well, I'm putting Greenland man, my beer, and your house, and fuck your wife. That's like all those songs.
My beer.
And my beer, and got my hat. And here's my truck, and fuck you, fuck.
It's great, yeah.
Oh, that fucking
it's really
rocks.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think I've listened to any country music.
It's the best fucking genre. It's so good because it's such a simple formula. So for there to be a new twist on it, the thing with like pop music in general is it's always like something romantically linked, you
right.
know. But with country, it's all like figuring out the identity crisis of being like a rural upper middle class American. So it's shit like Montgomery Gentry,
right,
you know, where it's like, yeah, my truck cost $80,000, but that doesn't mean I know how to read. Don't think I'm some book reading faggot just because I drive a Toyota four-wheel drive now instead of a Ford, even though neither are manufactured in America anymore. My truck may be from Mexico, but I'm still racist.
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't even consider like the identity crisis that all these fucking these motherfuckers are going through right now.
They're making a ton of money in Nashville.
Yeah,
but they like still want to be trash.
Yeah, it's kind of like every rapper still like talks about selling crack or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like Jay-Z will mention it. It's like, dude, come on, man.
No, now Jay-Z raps about paintings pretty much exclusively.
And like IRAs and shit.
Yeah,
he did call out Jews hilariously.
Mm-hmm. I think he was trying to compliment the Jews.
Yeah,
but it came out weird.
Yeah, you can't compliment Jews either because that's anti-Semitism.
No, but
I always interpreted.
Did you hear what he said?
Like, Jews control the media and the banks. I always thought that was nice, that's pretty good for them.
Yeah.
And people are like,
those are two good things to control.
And then the Jewish bankers and like Jews that control the media go, "How dare you say that? This man will never work again." It's like he's being nice.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. No. I mean,
we're gonna prove we don't control the media by making sure you never work in the media again.
Yeah, Jay-Z said that Jews control all the real estate in America.
Something about, I think, pass on wealth or
something.
But
that's an easy thing to think if you live in Brooklyn.
Well, he was shouting out Jared Kushner clearly.
Yeah.
Why? Because he owns like what, one apartment complex in White Marsh?
Real estate mogul.
No.
He owns property in the Marsh. I love the Marsh, dude.
Does he?
Yeah, dude. He has an apartment complex in White Marsh.
Shouts out to White Marsh.
I think someone said that.
Shouts out to the Buffalo Wild Wings in White Marsh, Maryland. I watch many a UFC event there.
He has an interest in Patreon.com.
Who does?
Jared Kushner.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Our boss.
So he's our boss. We're working for the Kush, baby.
Oh, that's going to be hilarious when people try to get us kicked off of Patreon because I'm the clown prince of the alt-right. And then Jared Kushner takes it over, and then they kick off everyone except Cumtown. Or they funnel all the money into Cumtown.
Oh.
And then we get that sweet Chapo money.
Lauren Southern got kicked off Patreon this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then we're in trouble.
I don't know.
What did she do?
Don't we know what's his name?
Who's Lauren Southern?
No, we don't know anybody.
Who's Lauren Southern?
She's like a racist. Like she's like.
What did she get kicked off?
She throws like garbage at like refugee boats and stuff. Like that's like her thing.
Jesus Christ.
Is like preventing refugees.
Like a hot.
I repeat the question.
Lady.
What did she get kicked off for?
For being a racist. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know why she got kicked off.
If you can get in trouble, if you get kicked out for that, we might actually be in trouble.
I was worried about it a while ago. How much money was she making?
Remember, we looked it up and then we're like, we're worried, and then we looked at who the top earners were.
It's all anime porn and Chapo.
Like people that draw their own child porn or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like loophole.
Well, we're not listed. You can't search us on Patreon.
Maybe we're shadow banned.
They did that. They like blocked us from search results.
That's hilarious.
Which I've never complained about because it's like,
why rock the boat? You could just Google Patreon Cumtown and find it.
Yeah.
Why rock the boat?
I mean, I'm already like massively in debt because I projected, you know, the income for the next 10 years, and then I got that amount in credit limits, and I spent all that money. So I'm like $2.5 million in debt now. And I'm like just assuming that the Patreon's going to continue to grow at the same rate until 2037.
I would assume it's going to double pretty soon.
Yeah, you know?
I've been making all my projections that I'll be making four times the amount of money. And then we'll scale back to only one bonus episode a month.
Man, that Chapo money's insane, though.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we were making that?
Incredible. We'd have cars. We'd have like... Yeah.
They have cars,
dude.
I'd be getting haircuts like every week.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's like addicted to haircuts.
You are.
No, yeah. I don't.
I'm going to get a gold tooth. I think I mentioned that already, but I think I'm going to do one.
In your
Where
front?
Do I get a gold tooth? Yeah, just my top.
Yeah.
And a chain. It says Stavi on it.
Now I'm worried about getting kicked off. They've kicked off a lot of. I mean, the show isn't an all right show. I mean, it's a comedy show.
Yeah.
It is an offensive name, and we do say offensive things.
I think we're fine. People do draw porn and shit on it.
I mean, or we could just migrate to our own thing where we don't need Patreon.
You say that like it's
You know how hard that would be?
It would be so hard.
All the programming that it would
the
take.
The fucking amount of money that would have to be spent to get somebody to
do the front end.
To do it. Because the only way it would work is if you use like the Patreon API to give people an easy link, people who have already been paying for the podcast,
an easy way to transfer
it over to whatever our proprietary thing is. You also need to consider that like all the payment processing, when anything goes wrong, that's on Patreon.
Yeah.
If it's our website, like I don't have the capability to deal with.
We don't have an IT
3,200 yeah. customers. If there's some fucking billing issue.
Well, I put
that's
me
like
to
an
work.
Easy way to get fucking sued or get like a fucking like you know. I
Listen,
don't know,
I'm great with
FTC
customers.
Complaint.
I'll just have people PayPal me personally, and I'll figure it out, guys.
No, what's gonna happen is I'm gonna abandon you guys when the Patreon shuts down, and then I'm gonna migrate over to Twitch. I'm gonna get a hot girl that just sits naked next to me while I curse at the video games.
That's not bad.
And I'm gonna become the top Twitch guy.
Dude, me and Adam are gonna sue you. It's gonna be an embroiled.
What we should
legal
do is
battle.
We should go to YouTube. YouTube,
I can't wait.
YouTube has no problem with alt-right guys.
Yeah.
YouTube made it clear how they feel about free speech when they invented the dislike button.
Yeah.
When they were like, yeah, please be as fucking nasty and mean as you want, because that's reality, and that's what YouTube's about. It's about looking into your fucking soul and clicking a thumbs down button and writing the N-word on a Minecraft video.
Some child learned video editing to make a Minecraft tutorial, and people just like, "You're fat."
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was watching when I've said it before, but that Taylor Swift video.
Mm-hmm.
Shake It Off came out. The top comment. No, yeah, the top comment is from someone named James Bond.
Yeah, that's right. James Bond, and it's the N-word, right?
Yep.
No, it said all N-words should die.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit.
That's
Do you think Lauren Southern wants to come on our show? She can be the dumb girl. The girl that
I just found out recently. I just found out recently she's not even American.
What is she?
Yeah, she's like, she loves posting like, America, that's what this is all about. No refugees. And she's Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah, but Canadians have the worst politics. I feel like Canadians that involve themselves in
America.
They
have great comedy.
Like Gavin McInnes. Yeah. Who are some other Canadians? Lorne Michaels.
Nathan Fielder.
Yeah.
Norm.
Huge racist.
Yeah, Nathan is enormous racist. Yeah, when is that show coming back? I fucking love that show.
Curb's coming back.
You don't like that show, dude. Stop pretending.
Nathan for
you? You're just trying to impress me and stuff.
Shut up. We love Nathan for you.
Nick
and you hate
legitimately
it.
Was in the same room as him and he clammed up and got nervous.
What are you talking about? I went up to him and took a picture with him.
He got nervous.
You weren't even there.
I wasn't there. You told me you got nervous.
Oh, no, so that's the only guy I would take a picture with because
so
I love his
your
show.
Friend's trust, Adam?
You're trying to say that I got nervous.
He got nervous,
first
dude.
Of all, this is a Comedy Central private party that you were not invited to because you were not involved in Comedy Central in any way, shape, or form.
You weren't invited either.
I was there.
You were brought to the party.
I was on
you
the guest list.
You were brought to the party.
Who?
By someone,
Fielder, my friend Nathan Fielder.
He was not
who
no.
I work with at Comedy Central.
You were brought as a plus one to the party.
No, I wasn't.
Yes,
you're
you
out
were.
Of your fucking
yes,
mind.
You were, dude.
By who?
By who?
By Kurt Eichenwald.
Yeah,
you're a good
Kurt
friend.
Kurt Eichenwald at the Comedy Central.
Who the fuck is that? Everyone talks about
that guy.
That's
the guy who beats off the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Children
the child.
Getting fucked
I tried to save that kid by fucking him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he looked up hentai porn or octopus
and then blamed
porn.
It on his wife.
Awesome. You guys
yeah, I
off.
Save children by having sex with them. It's,
by
it's
putting
called the Sphinx's Riddle.
By putting calamari in their pussy.
Yeah.
Or I think it was a boy he was trying to fuck.
What's up with the Sphinx? That's a weird statue.
It's cool. I think it's cool.
How did the guy get the slaves for that? The guy that went to the slave grant institute at the pharaohs? Well, yeah, but I mean, the Jews belong to the pharaoh, and you had to be the guy.
I don't
who
believe
was like,
the Jews
I
were ever slaves.
I want to build this thing.
You don't believe
that's
you're
all
a, fucking
you're a
bullshit.
Passover truther?
Yeah, I am.
Whatever.
I'm a. You didn't build the pyramids.
Wait,
truther.
Is that what Passover is? It's the slave thing.
It's like when they left this being slaves.
So, but isn't that Jewish New Year is Passover?
No, Jewish New Year's is Rosh Hashanah.
Oh,
Rosh Hashanah.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude. There's no like record.
Why did
of that
it say
shit?
Rosh Hashanah? It's
Rosh. Rosh, like head.
Rosh?
Hashanah, the year. Head of the year.
Head year. Now we're talking.
No, it's like the head of the year. It's the beginning of the year.
Oh, I love head year, dude.
Head year.
Every year's head year around here.
Yeah.
How about Josh Hashanah?
Josh, like a guy
named
Josh.
Guy named Josh.
The year of Josh.
That's good.
That'd be a fun movie. Starring Seth Rogen and Jonah Hill. and mm-hmm. that mealy nerd from Superbad.
What's his name? McLovin?
Yeah.
Seth Rogen, Canadian. Another Canadian.
They really, Bonnie McFarlane, Canadian?
Canadian.
A lot of great Canadian stuff going on
Jay
here.
Jay Baruchel, Canadian.
Oh, that guy's not that good.
He's just Canadian. I'm just naming Canadian people.
Well, if we could do that, we could open it up. You know?
Pavone.
Wayne Gretzky. Alex Pavone.
Alex Pavone's Canadian?
Yeah what the fuck?
I thought he was just some sort of Italian.
He is. He's fucking Italian. He's an Italian WOP. Or he's a Canadian WOP.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He starts and ends every sentence with A.
God must be busy.
Yes, yeah, both kinds. Hey, I'm Canadian Italian. I'm Italian Canadian, baby.
Oh, that's good.
We got a big piece of Canadian ham over here.
Yeah. Oh, put it in the mozzarella. Dip it in the fucking bridge.
Yeah, you know what I love? It's a big fucking leaf. You know what I love to see right now is a big fucking leaf to take a look at, baby.
Hey. Oh, I ride mooses like horses.
Whoa. It's not cold enough for me.
Hey, cold enough for you.
We're going down to Canadian Miami. That's New York. Drake. I love fucking Drake.
Who's a Canadian athlete?
Gretzky instead of Jeter.
Gretzky.
Gretzky's an Italian
Andrew
name.
Wiggins.
Yeah. Gretzkyliano.
Oh, Andrew Wiggins. You know what? They have a good basketball. They have like some
Their
great
under
prospects.
19 team just won the FIBA.
They got Wiggins. They got fucking Tristan. Tristan Thompson's Canadian.
Yeah.
They got a bunch of good players.
Corey Joseph, is he Canadian?
That white dude, the three-point shooter that used to be on the Sixers. Maybe he is on the Sixers now.
Alex Pavone.
What's his name?
Alex Pavone.
Pavone, yeah.
Yeah.
Steve Nash, not anymore.
Steve Nash, true.
He's a great comedian.
He's pretty funny.
He's a great comic. Speaking of great comics, guys. Orenthal James Simpson, congratulations. He's free. Our boy is free.
The juice is loose.
The juice, as they say, is out of prison.
That's what I say when I shit my I have diarrhea in
my
pants.
We should get OJ Simpson on Patreon. You know what our goal should be is to get people worse than us on Patreon as a shield.
That's good. Yeah.
That should be the tactic. Lauren Southern building our own payment processing system.
Yes.
We got to find the worst people in the world, get them on Patreon, and they act as a human shield to protect us from... Yeah, do you think there's been a discussion at Patreon headquarters about the show? Probably.
Enough money that they've talked about it, probably.
Yeah. About whether or not to give us
Has
the
anyone
boot.
Complained?
I'm sure.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely. Look, they got Stav kicked off Instagram.
Yeah. I'm back now, though. Stavi baby, too.
I can never use social media again because fucking people...
But you were making money for Instagram or Twitter, you know?
Yeah, I know, but they banned me from both of those websites.
I'm just saying we're making money for Patreon.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things,
it's not that much. Yeah.
That's why we got to double down. If you're stealing this episode, stop stealing and pay us, please.
Yeah, they take like 10%, so you're talking about like... Well, like $1,800 a month or $1,700 a month.
We're sending that straight to Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
Yeah, just text Jared Kushner. You know him, right?
Apparently, on his financial disclosure forms, he like didn't disclose like over $100 million worth of financial like engagements and ties.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. My man, Kush, dude.
The Kush, dude. Trump's asking about pardons. This is the politics minute.
Yeah.
Trump
forgot to do the reviews minute. I got to piss, though.
Okay, what do you want to review real quick?
Review something.
I'm going to have my day laborer take over and do the review for me.
Okay. Fast 8.
Is, hello?
Yeah.
My name is Javier.
Hi, Javier. I live
in the parking lot. And today I watched the movie Logan. And 4J TV. See? And Logan is a very good movie. It's a very good movie to watch because it stars a Wolverine. See,
Wolverine.
He lost to a scratch people. I love Wolverine because he is always scratching people. In the movie, there is a little girl who is friends with Wolverine. Mm. They are amigos. Mm-hmm. And she lost to scratch people also. So I guess if
5 stars.
Thank you, Javier. That was Javier with the review of the week.
Gracias. Gracias, Javier.
Gracias.
Gracias means thank you, right?
Yes.
Or does it mean please? Damn, dude, I can't remember Spanish.
Gracias means thank you.
I think so.
What's please in Spanish?
Please is I don't think they have a word for it. Mm, it's not a very polite culture.
No, it's please.
I have to take a piece.
There we go.
She fogged my ass so bad.
She fogged my ass so bad.
The doctor said that I cannot do it like a sheep. I can no longer make a sheep because she fogged my ass so bad.
She fogged me so bad.
I can only take a piece.
I went to the club and a beautiful girl started kissing me.
She said she needs someone to do the drywall. But then she fogged my ass. That's my favorite character that we've ever done.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's day labor that's been sexually assaulted by a woman.
Yeah.
She say
I'm going to make you feel good.
And then because that's probably the worst kind of in terms of all the sexual violence that happens in the world, pedophilia notwithstanding, because that's kind of its own category. But like. Low-income immigrants being taken advantage of is probably the most like
heinous?
Insidious. Yeah, it's just it's the shittiest. But then if it's like a woman doing it,
do a
Home Depot guy who you would imagine are pretty horny guys.
Yeah, they're pretty
out in the sun all day.
Yeah.
They've been working.
They got that vitamin D.
They're fired up on Mountain Dew and empanadas. I like that fucking Home Depot's like just sort of complicit in that because they're like, yeah, they can't come in the parking lot, but every Home Depot in the country has to have an empanada truck right out front of the store.
Fucking the dark empanada economy.
Yeah. God bless them. They're good people. I actually went. I wrote like an essay on day labor.
Essay?
Yeah, for school when I was like 19.
Oh, for school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I spent the day in like a day laborer camp and interviewed a bunch of
them. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Embedded journalism.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, it's weird because they're all from like different countries. So that like they go to work, but then they leave work and then they have to go back to the gangs that want to like kill each other.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty intense.
Wait, there's a camp?
No, not a camp. Just like a place where
right,
like a fucking
like the Home Depot, or whatever.
Yeah, well, like it was like a mobile home trailer.
Gotcha.
Where they had like free coffee and for them and shit to like wait around.
Gotcha.
But we got to end this because I got to piss real bad and then I got to go grocery shopping.
Well, come see the show tomorrow, everyone.
Yeah.
We're going to see the show
tomorrow.
It's tonight.
It's got to go. This goes up tonight. I'm getting back on track.
Oh, are we doing Sunday?
Sunday, Wednesday. I haven't been missing the deadline. I've been
slowly, Nick's been good last 2 weeks.
Well, what I've been trying to do is like slowly inch it back towards midnight and then get back on track.
Okay.
Because you don't want to fuck with the schedule too much. I learned that from Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't like it when we don't keep a good schedule.
Yeah. And which is always Adam's fault, ironically.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we definitely
owe it to
our
fans. He's the one saying that, but it's him doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
He's always borrowing my computer to look at gay porn until Thursday afternoon.
Well.
to not even jack off to it, to just lovingly stare at gay porn.
Just smile.
Yeah.
Just to smile at gay porn. Yo, just have a smile.
Man, those fellas are having a good time.
I wish that was me.
Yeah.
I wish I'd lived that beautiful life.
I don't call it gay porn. I call it black excellence. That's what I call it.
I just call it porn.
When
guys.
two mandingos are plowing each other.
Someone should recut that scene in Django where the two guys are fighting to the
death. The mandingo fight?
It's just two black dudes fucking each other in the ass.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, now everyone knows that I watch black men have sex with each other.
Tomorrow night, come on, everybody. Prince of the alt right to the fans, may I just say, why so serious?
That's a great sign off, dude.
Nice. Tomorrow night.